On this Mother's Day, I want to tell you a story about a really good mom who was trying to raise a really good son and trying to find him a really good wife. But there's a catch. He, like a lot of sons, like myself included, wanted to go the wrong way, wanted to go in the wrong direction in life. And we ended up putting our moms and our families through sometimes years of living hell. All this mom wanted was for her son to be a godly man, God's man, stay away from the destructive, immoral practices of the lives around him that would break him and destroy him. She wanted him to be a man of self-control, a strong man, who would resist addictions, would resist the alcohol that would destroy him and others. All she wanted was for her son to be a man who protected those who can't protect themselves, to be a man of compassion and justice, and then find a wife who would bring the best out in him. Amen? Proverbs chapter 31, turn there for a moment. I spent the last 2 days with my mom. Just got back about 9 o'clock last night. 85 years young. A really wonderful lady. No one ever loved me quite like mom did. No one ever hurt for me quite like mom did. No one ever prayed for me quite like mom did. No one ever rejoiced with me when I finally came to my senses and became a better man than my mom did. So a big shout out to my mom today. And to all moms, all the moms here today. A special shout out also to the moms who don't have their own children, but they become moms to so many children. To your nieces and your nephews, and to the children in our RAP program learning to read and learning to do math and learning English as a second language. What a beautiful ministry. To the moms in the music ministries and the education ministries here, we thank God for each one of you. One of those dear moms passed into the Lord's presence recently. That was Elise Kelly. How many knew Elise? Almost everybody, right? In the worship service here, in her eulogy and in her obituary, it says she became a member of Calvary Baptist Church January 10th, 1993, and was actively involved as a director of the RAP Reading Achievement Phonics Program. It's a program that provides reading and math instruction to children throughout the city. Elise will be missed by all of her. She will be missed by all for her kindness, generosity, and concern for others. And many of those others were the children of New York City. She leaves behind nieces, nephews, cousins, and a host of friends. And one of her friends said, "Think of all the young people she has enriched and blessed over the years." So a shout out to all the moms for your love, for your care, for your pain, for your prayers, for your joy. Amen? Proverbs 31. Now it's interesting in Proverbs 31. It was written, actually, by a king, King Lemuel. We began reading at verse 10, but it begins, of course, at verse 1. It was written by a king, but it was inspired by a mom, King Lemuel's mom. It was what his mom taught him about what it is to be a good man and to find a good wife. I almost entitled this message, Mama told me. So that's the subtitle. It's about a good mom raising a good son, helping him to find a good wife, and she loves him with her life. She loves him with everything in her. She loves this son, the king, King Lemuel. But she's also concerned about him. He's going the wrong way. So we read in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 1 through 2. The words of King Lemuel, an oracle his mother taught him. What are you doing, my son? What are you doing, son of my womb? What are you doing, son of my vows? Can't you hear her love? Three times to this son she loves. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, son of my womb, son of my vows? Where are you going? Why are you doing this? Why are you going the wrong way? Don't you know I love you with my life? Will you listen to my love? The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. Almost nothing's known about King Lemuel, the son here. Almost nothing. Extra-biblical Jewish tradition says this King Lemuel is a pseudonym for Solomon. That this is actually King Solomon being discussed. And this is King Solomon's mom. And it may very well be true. She gives an oracle, it says. She gives a word from God, a prophetic word. And this oracle is often described in the scripture as a burden, amen? The word that came, the burden that came, the oracle that came. The burden meaning this is heavy stuff. This is serious stuff. This is life-changing stuff. And it needs to be heard, amen? And it needs to be shared. Is what it means. Glory to God. Notice the love of this mom. Three times, what are you doing? What are you doing? Son of my womb, you're my flesh and blood. You're part of me. I've been with you as your mom from the very beginning. Remember the pain. The pain was worth it, she says. It was worth it. Son of my womb. Son of my vow. You are the son I prayed for. You're the son I agonized in prayer for. You're the son, like Hannah dedicating Samuel. You're the son that I gave to God. God gave you to me, and then I gave you to God. I devoted you to God. So what are you doing? What are you doing? Going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way in your life spiritually. You're going the wrong way in your life morally. You're going the wrong way relationally and socially. It's all messed up. I love you. Listen to my love. And that message is ringing and resounding in New York City and in Baltimore today. And all around our country. Amen. Anguished moms. Loving their sons, wanting them to be good men, caring about hurting people, powerless people, champions of compassion and justice, and moms anguishing, good moms, loving moms. The tragedy in Baltimore, horrific. an ugly death, a suspicious death. A healthy young man ends up with his spine severed. It's ugly as we try to find out what happened. In the midst of it, sadly, there was violence, there was rioting, there was looting, there was arson. It was all ugly. And out of nowhere, a video of young people apparently prepared to engage in some of this bad behavior. And out of nowhere, did you see the video? A mom appears. Out of nowhere. And she's running after her son, who's in the crowd, and he's got a mask on to conceal his identity. But mom knows who he is. You don't think a mask is going to keep you from your mom knowing who you are, right? Mama knows who you are. She knows who you are. Mama's coming. She chased him down. She yelled at him. She cursed him. She caught him. She grabbed him. She slapped him around. She hit him hard. Wow. And she was saying right on the video, "What are you? What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you for real?" she said. "Really?" So the question is, why is she doing this to her son? Why is she running after him, tracking him down, yelling at him, cursed at him, hit him? Why is she doing it? Because she doesn't care about him? Because she doesn't love him? Because she hates him? No. She did everything because she loves him. Everything because she loved him. Because she worries about him. Because she wants to protect him. Because she wants to teach him. Because she wants him to be a good man. That's why, amen? That's why. She wants to teach him, don't hurt innocent people. Don't destroy their property in an effort to seek justice. That's not the way. Don't fight the police. Maybe get yourself killed. I don't want you to get yourself killed. I love you. She was interviewed on a number of TV shows, and her son as well. One of them asked her, "Why did you do that?" And she said, "He's my only son. I don't want him killed. I don't want him to end up like Freddie. Is he a perfect child? No. But he's mine. At the end of the day, you're trying to be a mom, protecting your child. Some in the press said she's a demon, this woman. That she's an abusive mom. Where do they live on planet Mars or something? That she's abusive. She's uncaring. She's violent. Not even close. She's the mother of the year. She should be on the cover of Time magazine. Amen. No one will ever love her son like she does. Ever. No one will ever hurt for her son like she hurts for her son. No one will ever pray for her son like she prays for her son. And no one will ever rejoice with her son when he becomes a good man like she will rejoice with him. I think it was on one show with Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi has her own way, very interesting. She basically said in so many words, what was it like to be on video with the whole world watching when basically your mom kicked your butt and took names? It was a real question. She asked the son that, of course. He said, at first I was embarrassed. But my mom really cares about me. Amen. What are you doing? My mom asked me. For 5 years. 5 years as a teenager and young adult. With the drugs and the dangerous sexual practices and time in military prison, she'd say, I love you. What are you doing? Amen. What does mom want? What does she want? This good mom. She wants her son to be a good man. To be a moral man. To be God's man. To be a holy man. So she wants her son to stay away from the wrong people. And one of those groups, she wants her son to stay away from the bad girls. Interesting. See verse 3? Do not give your strength to women, your ways to those who destroy kings. She says, be careful for the adulteries. They will ruin you spiritually, morally, and as a king, they'll ruin your judgment. They'll ruin justice. Watch out for the sexual practices which will dishonor God. Be a godly man. Be a moral man. You know, it's interesting. I always think that this is just one of other good reasons why every child needs a dad and a mom, a man and a woman. Because you can be sure that mom is going to tell her son, watch out for the bad girls. And the dads are going to tell their daughters, watch out for the bad boys. I told my daughter that. She's my only daughter. I love her. I say, you're my favorite daughter. She says, Dad, I'm your only daughter. I said, sweetheart, don't split hairs with me, okay? She said, Dad, when can I finally date as a teenager? When can I finally date? I said, honey, you can begin to date 3 years after you're happily married. You can begin to date. But isn't it true? We need moms to warn their sons about the bad girls. And we need dads to warn their daughters about the bad boys. Now, most of the time, as sons, we don't listen. Because there are other forces at work which tend to overpower mom's good advice sometimes. But the advice remains good. Amen? It's good. Stay away from the wrong people, my son. And she wants her son to also be self-controlled and disciplined. So stay away from the alcohol. It will enslave you. Then it will destroy you. And it will destroy everything and everyone you love. You see that in verse 4? It is not for kings, O Lemuel, It's not for kings to drink wine or for rulers to take strong drink, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed, and they pervert the rights of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to the one who perishes and wine to those in bitter distress. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. He says, my son, stay away from those things that will addict you and will destroy you from inside. Stay away from the alcohol, the booze that will distort your mind, your judgment, will pervert your sense of justice, will ruin you as a man, will ruin you as a king. He says, stay away from it. I want you to be a good man, God's man, free man. Amen. My beautiful wife, Sandy, was in the first service. And as we celebrate Mother's Day, I, with my mom yesterday, and Sandy went with me, so my two favorite moms, my mom and my wife, the mother of my three children, I thought again of her story, you know. She grew up dirt poor. I mean, dirt poor. Living in abandoned buses in the woods is dirt poor. But she had a mom who was a gem. She was a jewel. The most loving person. My wife and her sister had that mom. My beautiful wife, Sandy, also had an angry, mean, abusive drunk for a dad. So her life was her mother's love and her dad's terrorism. And the alcohol destroyed him. Destroyed her two brothers who didn't have a man as an example for them. Destroyed all three of the men. It was her mother's love, I think, that God used so graciously to rescue the two girls. But I think about that. This woman that I loved for 43 years, precious. And I think about that man, and I say, how could he not treasure her? Amen? How could he not treasure her? This beautiful wife of mine, mother of these beautiful children and grandchildren. And the answer is, the booze killed him. And it killed almost everything and everyone around him. And the Lord said, my son, the mom said, be a man of character and self-control and discipline. Amen. Be free. Stay free. That's a good mom. She also wants her son to be a champion of justice. She wants her son to protect the people who can't protect themselves. Amen? She wants her son to be the voice for the people that have no voice. You see, verse 8. Open your mouth for the mute, my son. Be the voice for the mute. Be the voice for the rights of all the destitute who have nothing. Open your mouth, my son. Judge righteously. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Be there for the weak and the powerless and those who have nothing but your love and your character and your conviction to stand for them. Amen? That's what mama wants. Verse 8 and 9, open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the needs of the poor and the needy. We need a few good men. Hard to find. Do you remember the movie, A Few Good Men? One of the greatest movies in the history of mankind. Oh, yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
You remember? Oh, goodness.
You just weakened a nation today, Kathy. That's all you did.
Remember? That is incredible, that movie. But do you remember the theme was two Marines were on trial for committing a code red violation resulting in death for a fellow Marine. And they're convicted. And they won't spend more jail time, but the verdict is guilty and you'll be dishonorably discharged from the Marines. You'll be thrown out of the Marines. And for these Marines, that's basically a death sentence. And you remember the scene where the younger of the two Marines, he's the younger one, he's the naive one, he's not the most intelligent one, but a very touching young man. And when the verdict is read and he's confused, but he realizes they're going to be thrown out of the Marine Corps for the fact that this young man died at their hand, he looks to Hal, remember his strong buddy, the smart one, the tough one, the together one. He says to Hal, but we didn't do anything wrong, remember? We didn't do anything wrong. We just followed orders. We didn't do anything wrong. And Hal says, yes, we did. Yes, we did. We didn't protect the one who could not protect himself. We didn't stand up for the one who couldn't stand up for himself. And he was right. Mom wants her son to stand up. Amen. And the only thing that mom wants after that is for him to find a good wife. I mean, is that too much to ask? Find a good wife. Verse 10. An excellent wife. Who can find her? She's far more precious than jewels. Well, it doesn't mean that she doesn't exist. This excellent wife. It means that she's rare. Not too many of them out there. The ladies always say, where's the good men? There's just not enough of them. An excellent wife who can find her value is more precious than all the jewelry in the world. It's a truth. If this was Solomon, and I think it was, being encouraged by his mom to find this excellent wife who's rare, I think Solomon took her to heart because he had 700 wives. Carlos, you can't make this stuff up, right? He had 700 wives. He took his mama's word. They're hard to find. I'm going to keep trying until I find her. Yeah. I'm going to just keep trying until I find her. He threw 300 girlfriends in as well. Wow. So what does mama say to him about this excellent wife? What is she going to be like? Who should he look for? We'll do this briefly, but it's interesting. She says, first, look for a woman you can trust. Someone you can trust with your life because your life will be in her hands. You see verse 10? An excellent wife who can find, she's far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. Look for the woman you can trust. The woman that will want to do you good, not harm you for the rest of your life. Wow. And if you find her, guys, put a ring on it. I love John Lennon's music. Love John Lennon's music. One of the greatest of all time. Woman. Amen? Simple, profound, beautiful. Woman, I know you understand the little child inside the man. Please remember, my life is in your hand. And it is. It is. Also, look for a woman who is industrious. She's proactive. She's optimistic. She's diligent. She's not lazy. She's not negative. She's not entitled. She's not unmotivated. That's about half of this next passage. All the verses beginning in verse 13. She seeks wool and flax, works with willing hands. She's like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it's yet night, provides food for her house, portions for her maidens. She considers a field. She buys it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She's an entrepreneur. She's active. She's proactive. She's optimistic. She's a go-getter. She dresses herself with strength, makes her arms strong. She perceives her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp doesn't go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff. Her hands hold the spindle. Look at verse 21. She's not afraid of snow for her house. All her house are clothed in scarlet. Verse 22, she makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Verse 24, she makes linen garments. She sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. She's involved. She's active. Verse 27, she looks well to the ways of her house. She doesn't eat the bread of idleness. Find a woman who's a worker, who's optimistic, who's a go-getter, who's diligent. You'll find a good thing. Amen? So mom told him also, look for a woman who cares about other people, not just herself. Who's compassionate, giving, caring, who doesn't live just for herself. Find this woman. Verse 20, she opens her hand to the poor, reaches out her hands to the needy. Amen? Look for a woman who loves someone more than herself, who loves and cares about other people, hurting people, needy people. You find her, you keep her. Look for a woman who wants you to be the best man you can be, who brings out the best in you, who will encourage and support you and honor you as a friend, as a partner, as a lover. You find her. Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Not all husbands will be in the gate physically as elders of the land, but all husbands who find this wife will be loved and will be encouraged and will become all they can be through the grace of God and the love of a wife like this. Look for a woman who has an inner strength, a dignity, who has confidence about the future, not someone who's fearful and negative and needy and clingy and scared of her shadow. Find a woman who has dignity and strength and laughs at the future through faith in the living God. Amen? Verse 26. Verse 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. Strength, dignity, confidence, amen? Trusting God for the future. You find her, keep her. And finally, look for a woman who has a beautiful impact on other people, who makes a difference, who's known for her kindness and for her practical wisdom, helping others. Verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. That's quite a woman. Amen? That's what she wants for her son, to be God's man, to be strong and disciplined, self-controlled, compassionate, caring, and to find a wife who will bring the best out in you. That's all Mama wants, because she loves her son. And this mom will leave a legacy. She will elicit a shout out. Big time shout out, amen? You notice it? Verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. In the lingo of today, her children rise up and shout out. Call her blessed. Shout out to mom publicly, passionately. Honoring her, praising her, admiring her. That's a shout out. Don't let anybody fool you. Anything less than that's not a shout out. I know a shout out. That's anything less is not a shout out, right? Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpassed them all. The first service, I looked right over to my wife, Sandy, over here. We've been married 43 years, and she still looks like she's taking college classes. And I said, you are the most amazing woman that I have ever known in my life. The most amazing wife, the most incredible mom, and grandmom now, 8 times. Although she looks like, you know, she's barely gotten married yet. Eulogize her, amen. Praise her. Let all the honor and the reward and the shout outs that she deserves, let them all come to her. Amen. Many women have done excellently, her husband says, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord and reverences the Lord, honors the Lord, is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gate. The legacy is amazing. The eulogy is amazing. The shout out is amazing. So be encouraged, moms. And all of us daughters and sons and husbands, let's honor God as we honor them. Let's love them. Let's spoil them. Amen? And through loving them that way, let's let our children know that there is a God and he's put eternity in our hearts. When we honor him and love him and let him help us love each other, we can touch the sky. Amen? In the name of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, and all God's amazed at the grace and love of God, people said. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this time together in your word. We're amazed at your truth and your love. Thank you for the love you've surrounded us with. And thank you also that you're the only God, because you're the true God. You're the only God that can use all things, the good things and the bad things, the ugly things, for good, because you're the only God who entered into our pain as one of us. What if God was one of us? And you are now in Christ. You can comfort the broken hearts of the moms and others. You can give hope in the midst of hopelessness, humanly speaking. Can these bones live? Will my prodigal son come back to me? My mom prayed. And the answer is, Lord, you know. In the name of God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, amen.